Greetings, Bitcoiner. Everyone wants to argue about who should control the money printer. Bitcoiners know the better question is, why any committee gets one at all? This is Bitcoin Breakdown, your daily Bitcoin briefing, on this Thursday, 2nd July. Three stories in under 5 minutes. Sharp analysis, zero noise. Let's get into it. The Federal Reserve's independence is back in the legal and political spotlight. Supporters frame it as a shield against presidential pressure. Critics frame it as an unelected cartel protecting its own lever. Bitcoiners should notice the trap. If the president controls the Fed, the printer serves short-term electoral incentives. If the Fed is independent, the printer still serves banks, bond markets, and treasury funding needs. Either way, the individual holding dollars is not in control. One version gives voters the illusion of influence. The other gives insiders the language of technocratic neutrality. Both versions protect the machine. That is the real monetary scandal. The argument over who gets to pull the lever already concedes the dangerous premise. Sound money does not need a committee, a chair, or a court fight over who gets to dilute everybody else. The same permission logic appears when lawmakers try to stop fraud by narrowing the exits from fiat. Florida's new Bitcoin and crypto ATM law turns scam refunds into an operator problem, and other states are moving in the same direction. The fraud is real. Reported losses hit $389 million in 2025, and seniors accounted for 86% of losses where age was known. Nobody serious defends that. But the remedy tells you what the system values. Scams run through wire transfers, gift cards, and bank payments every day. Lawmakers respond with warnings. When the rail touches Bitcoin, they reach for bans, refund mandates, and tighter choke points. A kiosk is one of the last simple bridges from physical cash into Bitcoin. No bank account, no brokerage, no long identity trail through the legacy system. That matters most for people who already sit outside polite banking. The unbanked, the cash economy, and anyone who values privacy lose the bridge first. Close the kiosk and they get pushed toward Coinbase, exchange-traded funds, and corporate custody. Fully know your customer. Fully freezable. Very convenient for the people who already run the rails. And while regulators obsess over kiosks, the macro backdrop keeps shouting the same lesson. United States M2 money supply hit a fresh record in May 2026. That matters because headlines can make Bitcoiners stare at the wrong variable. Bitcoin can pull back in dollar terms. Exchange-traded fund outflows can dominate the tape. Altcoin carnage can fill the timeline. But the dollar supply keeps expanding. That is the denominator problem. When more dollars exist, every scarce asset gets measured against a unit that is slowly losing the plot. Bitcoin's price can dip, correct, or consolidate, but the network's hard cap does not blink. Fiat has no bottom, because political money always finds a reason to expand. Debt service, bank stress, elections, stimulus, wars, bailouts. There is always a story. That is why the daily candle can look noisy, while the monetary trend stays brutally simple. Bitcoin's job is simpler. Keep producing blocks, keep enforcing the cap, and keep making the money printer look absurd over a long enough timeline. Here's your recap. The Fed independence fight is not about clean money, it is about which faction gets the printer. Bitcoin and crypto ATM restrictions punish fraud by cutting off one of the last cash to Bitcoin bridges. And record M2? Reminds you why Bitcoin's long-term chart is really a chart of fiat weakness. That's your Bitcoin Breakdown top stories for today. You can find the full edition of the newsletter in the episode's description with much more content, including the latest Bitcoin insights and analysis pieces and the latest Freedom Tech tools and project launches. Stay humble and keep on stacking those sats.